Pipelines are a crucial link in the trip gasoline makes from the refinery to your car. They crisscross the country, but most people don't notice them. Shelley Miller didn't notice for years, even though she sleeps less than 30 feet from four of them under her and her neighbor's yard. They carry gasoline, natural gas, heating oil, and jet fuel. In fact, more than 20,000 gallons of fuel will race under Miller's yard in the St. Louis suburb of St. Peters, Missouri, by the time this story is over. She and her husband knew the pipes were there when they bought the house, but they thought they were used for water or sewage. The Millers didn't realize they were wrong until last year, when Explorer Pipeline Company came to make sure the land above its pipe was easily accessible. For Miller, that meant two trees had to be removed, along with a shed that had become her backyard's equivalent of a kitchen junk drawer.
We had planned to re-site our home. So we have siding that we've purchased a little bit at a time to get to that point, and we don't know where we're going to put that. The lawn tractors, where are we going to put that? You know, where are you going to move all this stuff?
But that's a small price to pay to make sure pipeline crews can get in fast if there's an emergency. Fred Lowe is a lawyer for Explorer Pipeline. He says companies like his have made an extra effort in recent years to clear more urban or developed areas that have pipelines.
In our industry, there have been some accidents in the past. There's been, national attention, and we want to do a better job. And to do a better job running our pipeline, we have to do a better job maintaining our pipeline.
And Miller understands that. She's not mad at the companies because the pipelines were there first. What upsets her is that 35 years ago, the city allowed the homes to be built so close to the pipes. More than 160 homes in St. Peters, Missouri have at least one pipeline in their backyard. But Alderman Jerry Hollingsworth says it's hard to blame the city.
There was no guidelines for a city on how to deal with how close to build a home next to a pipeline 35 years ago. So if somebody came in and said, I'm going to build some houses here, and the city said, okay.
And many towns across the country did the same thing. Todd Swanstrom teaches public policy at St. Louis University. He says more and more suburbs might have to deal with pipelines as they keep growing. Adding a subdivision or even a strip mall sounds nice if it adds to tax revenue, but there's also safety to think about.
If there were an explosion and people lost their lives from a pipeline, I think it would be a very different situation. As it is, it seems to be one of those issues that has largely gone under the radar.
But even if every growing suburb in the U.S. had rules for building on pipelines, there still could be accidents or deaths. Ivel, Kentucky, San Jose, California, and Whitehall, Pennsylvania are among communities where pipelines have exploded in the past few years. But Explorer Pipeline's Fred Lowe says overall, pipeline companies have had an impressive safety record.
Being next to a pipeline is not necessarily that bad. There are literally millions of people who live by pipelines, and we will not let, you know, structures be built on our easements. So that's why we want to keep them visible so we can find out if we're being encroached upon.
Since the St. Peters pipelines were laid in 1971, the city's population has exploded and expanded along the pipelines. For Shelley Miller, her efforts now focus on raising awareness for others. She and her neighbors have organized a group that pushes cities and towns to enact better rules for how land around the pipes is developed and for how people are told of the lines before they buy a house. St. Peter's now has a law restricting development around pipelines. But that only does so much for Miller as she goes to bed every night, just a few feet from all that gasoline.
When we hear a loud boom, we sit up in bed. We sit up in bed, we think about it. There's a risk in everything you do in life. But when you have to live with it on a 24/7 basis and you don't know what the next minute's going to bring, it stays on your mind.
For the GLRC, I'm Tom Weber.